All those summer blockbusters, superheroes, spies, sequels are on hold until more screens are available for studios to get their multi-million dollar films in front of more eyes. But there are some new movies getting out there, including the mountain biking-centric movie called Accomplice that will be shown tonight at the 112 Drive-In in Fayetteville. The movie is slowly being released at drive-ins around the country. Last week, we reached Todd Jones with the film's distributor, Teton Gravity Research, about his decision to release the new movie during a pandemic summer.
You know, it's summer and biking's going off, and this is a mountain bike film, and it was really time to get it out there and time to release it while it's the season. But, you know, Accomplice is, and the Accomplice really refers to the bike, you know. And so anyone who's grown up with a passion for mountain biking or just a bike in general, you know, the bike is the accomplice. When you're really, you know, when you're young, that's your first mode of transportation. It gets you down to the ice cream store. And then it, you know, the older you get, it just takes you further and further. So it's really, and this film has some of the best bikers in the world in it. And so the film touches on their relationship with their bikes and how important it is and how far it's taken them, you know, as well as really showcasing some of the most cutting edge riding in the world.
It's, as you mentioned, so many theaters and are not opened up yet. All the big blockbusters have been put aside. But you found a really novel way to do this release. It's through drive-ins, including 112 Drive-In. How'd you come upon that?
Yeah, you know, we actually have a famous historical drive-in in the town that I live in, which is just outside of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And I noticed as we were kind of stumbling around trying to figure out what we would be able to do, there was an announcement that our drive-in was reopening. And it was literally one of the first things that reopened in this town. And I brought that up on a call with our team, and we all started to look into it. We realized there was 305 active drive-in theaters in the country. And they were starting to open up, and, you know, ironically enough, so we started to pursue that path. And then, you know, ironically enough, we deal with the music industry as well a lot. And I was talking to a friend and telling him what we were doing there. And he started laughing, and he said, he's in LA deep in the music industry. And he said, "Oh, that's funny. The entire, that's the buzz in the music industry right now. It seems like the only place anyone can go." So it's pretty cool that, you know, a lot of minds are on that path. And we've been seeing our local drive-in used for high school graduations, and all kinds of different means. So this, you know, kind of stemmed from there, and just really our incredible team that puts all these things on, thinking about what's possible and what we can do. And now we're finding pop-up drive-ins that, you know, like right. In Aspen, Colorado, they're creating one for the summer. So, you know, Americans are pretty resilient, and it's important to adapt and find ways to move forward.
Well, I love it. Talk about adapting. Here you are, a theater that primarily you have to have a vehicle to get into to watch this movie that's about the mode of transportation that so many of us began with, the bicycle.
Yeah, that is great. I mean, you know, ideally we would have had it be a bike-in showing to get everyone out on their bike. But that's a lot more complicated to manage from the social distancing and rules side. So, you know, it is the car, but it's another, you know, I mean, the drive-in is such a classic American experience. It's, you know, the way, you know, many people first started going to movie theaters, and it's just great, you know. So, you know, loading the family in the rig and seeing it on the giant screen. I mean, most drive-ins are much bigger than screens you'll see in the theater. So that's another really cool aspect of it, is seeing the film on these gigantic screens.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I don't know about technology that much when it comes to films, but it's different, right, to have it on a much bigger screen than if I went to, you know, the Metroplex down the road.
Yes and no, really. I mean, we're delivering the same file, and this film is shot with some of the greatest, you know, camera technology in the world. Same cameras that Lord of the Rings was shot on. The drive-in projectors can handle it. The megaplexes can handle it. So it's a really, really high-end viewing experience. Most of these, if not all of these drive-ins, have converted to the new digital projection technology, and that's really allowing the film to be shown in the highest format possible.
What else should we know about the film before it arrives at the 112 drive-in on the 29th?
Gosh, I mean, you know, it's a super exciting film. It has some of the best music and coolest music in the world. It's a very positive and uplifting film. So, you know, I know a lot of people have been fairly pinned down, haven't gotten out, haven't done something. You know, as someone who has been getting out there and doing things safely as they allow us. I really recommend just getting out and checking it out and escaping from all the madness for a second or two. You know, it's very, very positive, uplifting film. So, hope you all get to enjoy it. I wish we could be out there with you, but, we're kind of, you know,
yes,
stuck in the fairly close proximity to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is where we're based out of.
Well, Todd Jones is with Teton Gravity Research, the distributor of the new mountain biking film, Accomplice. The movie screens tonight at 8:30 at the 112 drive-in in Fayetteville. He talked with us last week.